Welcome to Coaching Hope for You. I'm Kim Hansen-Petroni, founder of Coaching Hope for You and Not a Casserole Widow. In this podcast, I share short reflections and coaching insights drawn from my writing about healing after betrayal, divorce, and rebuilding life after relational trauma. There are certain dates that live in the body, even when the mind would rather forget. April 13 is one of those dates for me. It's my wedding anniversary. Not my marriage anymore, but still part of my story. And over the years, this date has quietly marked some of the most significant pivots in my healing. Moments of heartbreak, validation, courage, and ultimately power. Today, I want to share what those moments looked like and why honoring your own turning points might matter more than you realize. The power of April 13th, a journey through healing. April 13th is my wedding anniversary. It isn't my marriage anymore, but the date still holds significance. My body remembers, regardless of how many times my mind tries to forget. Intentional forgetfulness clashes with somatic memories on April 13th. This anniversary is a piece of my story. It represents my journey toward becoming a more whole version of myself. I want to share a part of it with you. There are four powerful moments surrounding April 13th that mark clear pivots in my life. Pivot 1, Friday, April 13th, 2001. Standing on the beach that morning, my toes dug into the cool sand. I inhaled the salty air as sunlight gently illuminated the landscape. The light orange wings of dawn spread warmth before me, offering comforting support. The sky was clear, except for a few wispy clouds, mimicking the flutters of my heart. Oh, how I wanted this new life. The number 13 was significant to him. He wore it proudly on a thick gold chain around his neck. And when we met, I asked about its meaning. He shared how it represented tradition and his Italian heritage. It wasn't a devil's charm, but rather a fond family memory passed down through generations. Naturally, when we decided to marry, we chose sunrise on April 13th, 2001. It also happened to be Good Friday, and coincidentally, Friday the 13th. The symbolism was perfect, a new start for a new life, beginning with a new day, and intertwined with Christ's fulfillment of prophecy. We also embraced his Italian heritage. God's blessing, right? He was my third husband. Admitting I couldn't maintain two previous marriages was difficult. I felt as if I wore a scarlet D on my chest. The fact that he accepted me at the age of 30 felt miraculous. God brought me my knight in shining armor. Pivot 2. April 13th, 2017. Fast forward 16 years. My marriage fell apart at the end of 2016. I filed for divorce in January of 2017. I spiraled into a depression filled with nightmares and haunting memories of my husband's egregious behaviors. Desperation, not introspection, drove me to seek help on April 13th, 2017. I found myself in the office of a woman who would save me from my disintegrating marriage and soul. After I hesitantly shared my story, she looked at me and said, "It makes perfect sense that you feel pulverized." Her acceptance, understanding, and support wrapped around me like a warm embrace. She unleashed the courage I needed to begin the daunting task of stitching together the gaping wounds from another matrimonial disaster. I found validation. Pivot 3. April 13th, 2019. 18 years later. I took a brave step and attended a conference alone. I didn't know anyone, and I felt unsure of my identity. My eyes were hollow from countless courtroom hours. The stress caused sleepless nights, vaporizing any notion of strength I believed I possessed. I barely recognized myself. It was like I was clawing through survival, The conference's final day fell on April 13, 2019, what would have been my 18th wedding anniversary. It concluded with a well-known Christian author specializing in relationships. Unfortunately, his words triggered me and they felt blasphemous. As he spoke, I felt increasingly uncomfortable and wanted to leave. However, I had positioned myself at the front where every exit would inevitably draw attention, but my stomach was in knots. I knew his message was dead wrong. I couldn't endure listening to him for another second. Summoning every ounce of courage, I packed my backpack, stood up, and walked out, relieved when another woman joined me, followed by several more. Here we were, a room full of women united by shared experiences of betrayal. I had found my tribe. They listened and they understood my pain. That day, I found courage within my tribe. Pivot 4. Friday, January 13th, 2023. Fast forward 22 years. This Friday the 13th symbolized my resilience. I completed 500 hours of Pilates on that day. I had started Pilates out of necessity. Therapy was too expensive, but I knew I had to preserve my body for my children. It wasn't even about me. In my first class, I contorted my body into various, often hilarious positions, all while thinking, thank God no one is watching. After 500 mentally, physically, and soulfully changing hours, I had transformed. I found power. The importance of acknowledging accomplishments. It's crucial to remember and honor our accomplishments, the moments we see ourselves pivot and take that first step. Celebrate these first steps as you would a toddler's first steps. Taking that first step requires considerable effort. A toddler must balance on unsteady feet, flail their arms about for support, focus on contracting their thigh muscles, lift one foot slightly, cautiously shift weight back onto the other foot, leverage their body forward as their first foot moves. And through all of this, they must keep standing. That's an immense amount of work for one little step. First steps demand intentional focus. I want to celebrate that you take your first steps and learn to stand. Please allow yourself to celebrate them too. As you reflect on your own story, there may be dates, memories, or moments that feel complicated, ones you've tried to move past or make smaller. But those moments, they often hold evidence of your becoming. The first step you took, the moment you were seen, the courage you didn't know you had. Those are not small things. They are the foundation of your healing. So today, if nothing else, pause long enough to acknowledge one step you've taken. It matters more than you think. Thank you for listening to Coaching Hope for You. If this reflection resonated with you, you can find more writing and resources at Coaching Hope for You and through Not a Casserole Widow. Be kind to yourself. You are rebuilding something sacred.